Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your
dear sisters and brothers, good morning on this first day of the week, the day of the Lord, the day dedicated to our Lord God, to give him praise, honor, and glory, and also for us to take a day of rest in his presence. Let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Grant your faithful, we pray, Almighty God, the resolve to run forward to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at his coming, so that, gathered to at his right hand, they may be worthy to possess the heavenly kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and Judah. In those days, in that time, I will raise up for David a just shoot. He shall do what is right and just in the land. In those days, Judah shall be safe, and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. This is what they shall call her: the Lord our justice. The word of the Lord.
Is for those who fear him. To them he reveals his covenant. To
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his holy ones. Amen. Finally, brothers and sisters, we earnestly ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you should conduct yourselves to please God, and as you are conducting yourselves, you do so even more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good morning again to everyone and those who are watching on television this morning or listening by radio or streaming. We welcome each one of you here. And I would like to also, in a personal note, say hello to those in Beeville in the in our correctional facilities. I look forward to being with you next Sunday and also next the following Wednesday on the 9th. And it's particularly to announce to you the year of mercy and all that that entails. We might want to stop today on this first Sunday of Advent and ask ourselves what drives our lives. As most of us know, we live life day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute, and we don't pause. We don't do ourselves or anyone else the favor of pausing and looking at ourselves. And so the question on this first Sunday of Advent for me, and I'd like to share with you, is your life driven by fear or love? Fear or love? As many of us have sat maybe hours in front of the television watching all the horrible news that surrounds us, did you feel fear driving your life and your thoughts, and your words, your actions? Or did you have a sense somewhere of compassion, of love, which leads to hope? And so in many ways, it's fear or hope. Again, today, we look at our Holy Father Francis, who for the first time as Pope is in a war zone in Central Africa. Not driven by fear, but driven by love, driven by hope. This morning I only had a moment to watch him walk through the crowd there in Central Africa, and seeing him comparing it to here, those of us who live in a country of abundance, watching him walk through dirt streets with people who are so poor, and yet it's the same person. Not driven by fear, but driven by hope. And so that brings us to Advent, my sisters and brothers. And in this reflection, and Advent is a reflective time, we should stop and ask ourselves, what is my life all about? What is the goal of my life? If you don't know where you're going, any road will be okay with you. Any road will get you there. But each of our lives, as we are baptized and we become believers and we embrace the faith personally, we have a goal. I remember several years ago having a young couple just recently engaged come to my office and talk to me about marriage, and it just came to me and to ask them, what is the goal of your life and what is the goal of marriage? Well, you can imagine at 21 years old, the goal was probably very short-sighted and short-termed. But as we grow through life, and this is the extremely important role of parents, is to help us find those goals. And we can identify it today in a very particular way, that the goal of the person who believes in Jesus Christ is eternal life, and nothing short of that. There are short goals that we all set for ourselves on a day, a week, a month, a project that we're doing. Goal of many students is to get out of school as soon as possible. Maybe some others not so much, they want to stay in school the rest of their life. But there are these short-term goals. But the ultimate, ultimate goal is eternal life. And if you listen to the prayers of the liturgy today and every day, it constantly brings us to that meeting face-to-face with Almighty God, with Jesus Christ. And so our whole life is lived in the shadow of that goal of eternal life. And anything short of that takes us in the wrong direction. And that is why God the Father sent his Son Jesus to us, to bring us to that goal. It's called redemption, liberation, freedom from the short term in order to accomplish the long-term goal, the eternal goal, not the temporal, but the eternal goal, face-to-face with Jesus Christ. And to do that, the season of Advent, as we begin this new liturgical year, brings out constantly the theme of watch. Watch and wait. Watch what? Many of us know that we watch to observe, we watch to be entertained, but we should watch in order to be vigilant in terms of the goal that we are to live. We watch and wait for the second coming of Jesus Christ. And again, when we fall short or forget that goal and that purpose of being vigilant, then we lose our way and anything goes. St. Paul had to confront this so often in his ministry. He brings up so often to people the instruction to watch and wait for the Lord's coming. And to do that, to be ready to meet the Lord, not as a stranger, but as a friend. When you think about life, when you think about the Christian life, what is its purpose? Its purpose is to help us journey through this life as a friend of God, as a friend of Jesus Christ. In other words, in an intimate connection with him. Not to walk through this life as a stranger. A stranger doesn't know what the other person is about. A stranger never hears the voice of the other person. But a friend, a true friend, spends time with, prayer, listens to the word, and comes to sit at the table of the friend, the Eucharist. Prayer, the Word of God, and Eucharist, Holy Communion. Those are some of the instruments that the Lord has given to us in order to travel this life as his friend. As his friend. And so the Advent period, the Advent season, is a time for us to reconsider, where am I? Where are you on this journey? Is the Lord still a stranger to you? If he is, this is the time to start again, because we are beginning the whole journey of his life, preparing for his birth, his first coming, living through his public ministry, following him to the cross, rejoicing in his resurrection, awaiting the Holy Spirit to come, and continuing to listen to his word throughout the year. This is the time, Advent, to readjust the priorities of life, to readjust the clock of my life. What is my goal? What is my goal? And what drives my life, fear or hope? St. Paul so often spoke of this time of preparation, and he does so today in the first letter to the Thessalonians, when he encourages, advises, instructs the people of Thessalonica to basically do one thing, to abound in love for one another and for everyone, not just the circle of friends, but everyone, to cross over the boundary of selfishness, to get out of myself, to stop serving the me of life and start focusing on the you of life. Later to the Philippians, he said, always consider the other person as more important than yourself, more important than your time, more important than your opinion, and more important, in your love. And I think our Holy Father, going from this very wealthy nation of the United States to the poorest countries, some of the poorest countries in the world, one torn by war, is an example of not only loving those who are around you, but opening your life to everyone. That is what the word Catholic means, universal. Not a particular, not my group of friends, because look where my head is, but everyone. And that's difficult, my brothers and sisters. I don't mean to make it sound like it's a simple task. It's not a simple task to open my life to everyone, to cross beyond the boundaries of my selfishness. But you know what? He left us an example. Jesus Christ left us an example. Though he was sinless, he stretched beyond the comfort of his existence in heaven, and he came to be with us. And that's what Christmas is all about, the beginning of Christ being with us. He went to the cross for us. He endured all sorts of verbal abuse for us. He was condemned unjustly for us. He was disrespected for us. Why? Because he loves us. And he knew, and he knows, that his purpose was to bring us the message of the goal of goals, eternal life, and to offer us that by offering himself to the Father on the cross. I pray with you for all of us, for those who may have lost their way of faith, who may be cold to Jesus Christ, who may not even know of him, that this Advent time will be a time of resetting our goal, the goal with a capital T, not the short terms, but the goal. And to do that by spending time with our Heavenly Father in prayer, as Jesus did. You cannot live the Christian life, I'm sorry, you can't live this life without prayer, being in contact with God. And to follow the path of Jesus Christ, listening to his word, coming to his Eucharist, and then, as the Mass is ended, go forth to proclaim the gospel, to love everyone, to love everyone, stretching beyond our own selfishness. May our lives truly be marked not by fear, but by hope. And now let us stand and profess our faith together. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, and I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we begin this Advent season of prayer and expectation, let us now present to our Heavenly Father in confidence these needs.
That the Church, with eager longing for the return of Christ, may prepare for him by building a world of justice, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That leaders of nations may seek justice and peace, which come from the Word of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all who have not yet heard of the coming of Christ may hear and believe the good news, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the gift of justice may transform our land, making secure the lives of the poor, the vulnerable, and the unborn, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Raymond Silvas III, Manuel R. Garza, Jr., Annette Tobia, Roy and Alicia Marroquin, Benny John and Beatrice Hernandez, and Beatrice F. Castillo, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these needs, we pray to the Lord.
Father, we wait in joyful hope for the coming of Christ our Savior. As you answer our prayers, make us holy, that we may greet him with eager hearts, who lives and reigns forever and ever. sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, we pray, O Lord, these offerings we make, gathered from among your gifts to us. And may what you grant us to celebrate devoutly here below gain for us the prize of eternal redemption. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the powers and hosts of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom of God.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.